You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. On today's show, has LeBron already conceded the Lakers won't win the title this season? Plus, James Harrison joins the show to explain why the Steelers' problems are far from solved. And could the red-hot Patrick Mahomes win MVP? Skip Shannon, let's get to it.
So LeBron was introduced to the masses for the first time yesterday in a Lakers uniform. Well, he said he doesn't think they have to win a championship to have a successful season, but he was still asked how his new team will measure up against the defending champion Warriors. Let's take a listen.
We got a long way to go to get to Golden State. They could pick up right where they left off, starting with training camp. If they start today or whenever they start, we're picking up from scratch. So we have a long way to go. We can't worry about what Golden State is doing. Golden State is Golden State, and they're the champions, and they've been together for a few years now, so we put that to the side. We can only focus on what we can do to get better every day as a Lakers franchise, and hopefully someday we can put ourselves in a position where we can compete for a championship, as Golden State has done for the last few years.
Looks good in that uniform, Shannon.
Yeah, really.
I knew you were liking it. Do you have any jerseys? Oh, I don't know. Not yet tonight.
I will bring it out over tonight.
Do you like LeBron saying this?
Yes, because he told the truth. Mm. They're not close. There are very few teams that are close. They trot out, even without Boogie, they trot out four All-Stars, all NBA players, two MVPs, a Defensive Player of the Year, probably the top catch-and-shoot three-pointer or catch-and-shoot shooter in all of basketball, and then you add arguably the best center in basketball. Boogie Cousins healthy. It's hard for me to say there's a better center. That if you include Joel Embiid. Skip, nobody can do it. Skip, the guy had a 40-point triple-double as a big guy. You saw the numbers that he was putting up, Skip.
Mm-hmm.
So you add that. Now, the four guys.
But wait a second. He's starting from scratch. That's what LeBron said, right? Who? So he hadn't been there. Boogie. He's
no,
not been there.
Even if you don't. You know what? I ain't going to even. I scratched
okay.
that. Let me hold up.
Okay.
Scratch
no Boogie.
Him.
I'm scratching
oh,
Boogie out.
Thank you.
They add Shannon Sharp.
Mm-hmm.
They still the favorite in the West.
Mm.
Because you got those four All-Stars. We've never seen a team assembled like this. They got a 7-foot guy that can make any shot on the. He's a 50, 40, 90 guy. So is Steph Curry. Klay Thompson once got 37 and a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So they are the favorites. They are the runaway favorites. I'm not even, like I said, I'm not talking about Boogie. I don't even care about Boogie.
Mm.
LeBron is starting to look what he's working with. 2 second-year guy, 3rd-year guy on a new team and a new locale.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. He says, I'm not going to measure this year on whether or not winning a championship is success. Mm-hmm. That's what he said, Skip Bayless. Mm-hmm. I know what you're trying to infer. Oh, it's
I haven't said a word. I haven't
say
even
a word.
Spoken.
I'm tired of you talking.
Well, what is
LeBron.
This about?
Because I know
I'm
what you're
sitting quietly over here minding
quietly.
My own business.
You ain't minding your own business. Because
yeah.
I know what you're going to do.
Hmm.
That's him giving up, talking about this is a vacation season.
Hmm.
He's saying, I'm not going to be judged, and I don't want you to judge us on whether or not we win a championship this year.
Yep.
You notice he said, this year. But it's coming.
Mm.
Oh, Skip, it's coming. You know it's coming.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a semi-retirement year, right, this year?
No, it ain't no semi-retirement. You know what, Skip Bailey, why you do that? Why would you
I'm about to do a whole lot over here. Tell me when it's my
go ahead. You know what?
Go
ahead.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you,
Skip.
Jenny. I appreciate that
You're
very
welcome.
Much.
You're welcome.
So what I thought, silly me, that I would hear LeBron say yesterday, and he did look good in that uniform.
Yeah, he looked great.
He looks good. He looks like he's in shape. Well, I'll give him that.
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, I'm not going to say
I know. No, you make me sick, Skip Bayless. I know what you're trying to do.
I wanted to hear LeBron James say, we're going to surprise a whole lot of people. That's all you need to say. We're going to surprise a whole lot of people this year. Because all I know is everybody says he's the best player in basketball.
He is.
Boom.
Best player.
Okay. But only five can play at one time. And even the great Shannon Sharp, or LeShannon Sharp, has told me that now his supporting cast is better than it was last year in Cleveland. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so was last year a long way from Golden State? They did get swept.
They're in a different conference.
But in game one, it went down to the closing seconds, and LeBron's down 1 point, and he's got the ball in his hands with a chance to steal game one at Oakland in the NBA Finals. So is that a long way from Golden State now that he's up the ante with better help? He's got better help in L.A.
Let me ask you.
Why would you say you're a long way?
Okay, if you don't mind me asking, Skip Bayless. Okay, that four in the picture. You see Lonzo Ball, LeBron, Kuzma, and Ingram. Okay, with LeBron. Okay, you take LeBron, he's the best player. Which one of those three is better than any of those four?
Okay, so yesterday he was asked by ESPN for quick hits on these young players. Lonzo, I'm just going to do it quickly, but he just said he's going to be a star. Brandon Ingram, he's got next, as in he's the next big thing that's going to come up. Kuzma changed his body, worked so hard on his body in the offseason, and he expects big things from Kuzma this year. Boy, that's a lot right there. And then you got the four pieces that he's now nicknamed, what do you call him, Mud, his new bench.
Kevin Durant, two-time league MVP, two-time finals MVP. Draymond Green, defensive player of the year, three-time champion. Steph Curry, two-time MVP, three-time champion. Klay Thompson, all-NBA player, all-star player, three-point champ, three-time champion.
Wait, does Golden State have LeBron James? No.
Skip,
no.
You keep saying player versus players.
LeBron, a Laker? What a combination. LeBron said yesterday that he fits in L.A. because it's a city of winners, said LeBron James.
Yes.
He said, I am a winner. I don't know about that. 3-6 in the finals, but he is a winner. So says LeBron. Skip. So you put him with that talent, the new talent that he has, those kids
that new talent. Which one of those players is better than anybody? Take Boogie out of the equation. Which one of those players is better than anybody up there standing next to Kevin Durant?
23.
That's
what one. You told me.
That's one. Okay, now.
Hey, there's no game in the world in which one player can change everything like basketball.
Skip.
One player.
If that's the case, can you tell me why Michael never beat the Big Three Celtics or the Pistons in their prime by himself?
He hadn't grown up yet.
See, don't do that, Skip.
What is he in his 16th year? Because what are we into? I'm losing.
Michael Jordan won championships, Skip, when he got better team. Skip, we've never seen anything like this.
This man's played in 9 NBA finals.
Skip.
9?
I get all of that. But you know, Skip, be fair about this. I'm not saying LeBron, I believe he will win a championship. But there's nobody that thinks that Laker team right there is better than Golden State.
Okay, nobody thinks that, but everybody thinks they're a little closer than a long way away. Skip, you think that.
Skip.
Didn't you want to hear him at least say, you don't have to even bring Golden State into the equation.
That was the question.
We're going to surprise a lot. That's all you need to say.
We're going to surprise a lot of people. He answered the question. They asked him how close is he to Golden State. They didn't ask him anything else. He answered the question.
Is it because he wants to take some pressure off this year? Because he'd like to coast.
He's LeBron James.
He's got a coast on the coast. He's on the left coast now. He's got a coast on the coast.
Is there pressure?
That should be their slogan.
Is there pressure?
I'm coasting on the coast.
Skip.
That's
fine.
Let me ask you a question, Skip.
Thank you.
Is there pressure ever off Tom Brady? No matter the situation, when you're that guy, there's always pressure.
He's won 5 rings and should have won 7.
He could have lost that many also, Skip. But I'm talking, but stop, Skip. I mean, he's the best player. Okay, he has the best. The Lakers have the best player. LeBron is one. The next two best players, analytically says, is Kevin Durant and Steph Curry. So they got one, they got 2 and 3. And then Klay Thompson is a top 15 player. Draymond is a top 20 player. So you got 4 guys that are top 20, they got one. Really, Skip Bayless? Really?
So then there are a lot of mixed messages sent by LeBron yesterday, and the next one was that caught my ear and shocked me was, again, LeBron has been rubbed raw by the inference, maybe coming from somebody right here, that he moved to Hollywood because he wants 1 foot in Hollywood while he keeps 1 foot in the NBA, and he does not like that. And what was his response? I'm just a basketball player. I'm just a basketball player? What about the Nike campaign through the offseason of more than an athlete? If anybody's way more than a basketball player, it's LeBron James, who has 42 million followers on Instagram and 42 million on Twitter.
No, don't do that. Why are you doing that?
Because he's such a powerful spokesman for social justice and any sort of racial issues.
Well, how about this here? I'm going to look at LeBron James as a tree. So he's a tree. Mm-hmm. He's a basketball. He's a basketball tree. But he just bears a lot of different fruit.
Okay.
Yeah, you know,
you're just a basketball player?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Stop it.
On IMDb, which is the Internet Movie Database, he's got 18 credits of producing. LeBron is not going to let Maverick and Company and what's it called, Spring Hill or whatever
Spring
it's called.
Hill,
he's not going to let them put his name on something that he doesn't know about.
Of course.
He has spent much of his offseason on these producers.
He's been much of his offseason training, and then once he's done getting that 3-4 hours of work in, he has other things. And like you, Skip Bayless.
If he had trained with his new teammates, maybe they'd be closer to Golden State than he's indicating now.
Well, let me ask you a
because
question.
Because he was in Italy, and then he was in France, and then he was in Germany,
San Antonio?
And then he was
How close is San Antonio? How close is San Antonio?
To what?
To Golden State.
How close is San Antonio?
Yeah.
Well, a year ago, they were real close because I think they would have ousted Golden State.
No, they wouldn't.
Huh?
How close
Well, their
the
best
Rocket?
Player quit.
Stop,
I can't.
Stop it.
I'm not stop. I'm starting it.
I don't even know who you are. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, we'll talk
don't
about
worry
that
about
later.
Yeah, exactly.
But you need to stop.
Kawhi, goodbye.
You go talk about their clothes. Look, I mean, they got a 7-foot guy.
Huh?
An MVP, two-time finals
LeBron
MVP.
LeBron told ESPN, he said, you know, he's asked, why were you so upset at the end of game one of the finals last year? And he said, it was the first time I felt like something got taken from me. And I'm thinking, taken from you?
Yeah, it got taken.
Like he said, there's some bad calls and there were some questionable calls. But again, LeBron James had the ball in his hands with 9 seconds left and Steph Curry on him.
Like, you know what? I know a guy in February had the ball in his hands with 2 minutes and 21 seconds left in the ball game. Had the ball in his hand.
So we had to change the subject because you don't have the ball a comeback.
I just asked you a simple question. Did your guy have the ball in his hand?
The question
yes
was LeBron had the ball in his hands and he had made 7 of 14 shots outside the paint, which was highly unusual for LeBron James. And all you got to do is just shoot it. You're down one, and if you miss, it's over.
Tom Brady,
you got to shoot it.
Tom Brady had the ball in his hands, having already thrown for 485 yards and 3 touchdowns.
His coach's defense that allowed 41 points.
No. He had the ball in his hands.
He had already scored 33.
LeBron had already scored 49.
Yeah.
Oh. You see what I did, Skip? Well, your guy had the ball with
485. No, you're actually making my case. Thank you. Shoot it. Just shoot the ball.
Throw the ball, Tom.
He's blaming J.R. Smith for some knuckleheaded.
He didn't have to blame him. Everybody saw what happened.
Okay. And then everybody saw LeBron go melt down on the bench. Tied. You're going to overtime.
You said LeBron blamed J.R.
Got taken from me?
And all I've heard you do is blame Coach Belichick for Tom Brady's shortcomings in the Super Bowl.
Well, you should, too.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Did Malcolm Butler play?
I'm not going to do that.
Well, I don't know
why. Did J.R. play? Did J.R. blow the call? Okay, then.
Did LeBron have a chance
with
the ball in his hands to just rise up over Steph Curry and make the shot of shots? You say he's clutch now. Took him 15 years to get clutch. He's clutch. I don't know.
How do I go forward if I constantly live in the past?
Why would you pass to George Hill, who's playing in his first finals?
He's an NBA finals. He's an NBA player.
You're in your ninth finals, and you're the best player on the planet, according to you. Shoot it.
Hold on.
Just shoot it.
Did
you're blaming the refs?
Did the Cavaliers?
Stop.
Hold on. Did the Cavaliers pull George Hill out the stands and say, I need somebody to fill in? Or is George Hill an NBA player?
We dumped it. No mercy.
Hey guys, Jenny Taft here. More of the Undisputed podcast is on the way. But first, I wanted to talk to you about one of our sponsors. If you're like me, you know that navigating the stock market can be daunting. Fortunately, there's Robinhood. Robinhood is an app that makes buying and selling stocks, options, cryptos, and more simple and intuitive. With data presented in an easy-to-digest way, Robinhood is a non-intimidating method for stock market newcomers to invest with confidence. And here's the best part. Not only is Robinhood easy to use, it's all commission-free. That's right, no commission fees. Other brokerages can charge you up to $10 for every trade, but Robinhood allows you to trade stocks and keep all of your profits. Even better, Robinhood is giving Undisputed listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. Just sign up at undisputed.robinhood.com. That's undisputed.robinhood.com to start investing today. Now, back to the show.
No mercy.
The Steelers have had quite the start to the season, it's one way to put it, with Le'Veon Bell's holdout, Antonio Brown missing practice, and then not winning a game until last night. The Steelers got to Ryan Fitzpatrick early with three first-half interceptions, including a pick six, and Ben Roethlisberger threw for over 350 yards with three TD passes. Big Ben said after the game, quote, "The biggest issue was outside the locker room, people perceiving different things." We are joined by two-time Super Bowl champ with the Steelers, James Harrison. I'm glad you were here to answer this question. Have the Steelers fixed their issues?
No, the Steelers haven't fixed their issues. They took a step in the right direction by winning.
Right.
The offense scored a bunch of points in the first half. The defense pitched in. You know, Fitzmagic turned into Fitzpatrick. You know, they came out the second half and the offense didn't throw up another point and the defense started giving them up. So, like I said, the win puts it in another.
It does.
But the win tends to hide things, and people don't see the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is they did give up a bunch of points in the second half. They gave up a bunch of yards. You know, if you look at it, Tampa actually scored more points than the Steelers did without, you know, them getting the pick six. So, it's no way is things fixed.
What's your take on the contention that the head coach has lost the locker room?
I don't feel like he's lost the locker room, so to say. I feel like he needs to assert himself a little more so that it he gets a little more control back. He gets a little more, you know, no respect. He needs to be looked at as that authority figure and not as, you know, that
the homeboy,
the friend.
No, they haven't fixed anything, Skip Bayless. The defense still isn't very good. They're 28th in pass defense. They've allowed 10 touchdown passes in three games. 9 in the last two. They got 37 penalties on the season. They've averaged 12 penalties over their first three games. That'll get you beat. And James Conner is a great story. He's running hard. But he's not Le'Veon. They're 23rd in rushing, Skip.
That's true.
And last night, James Conner had a rush of 27 yards and 17. But his other 13 carries, he had 17 yards. Ben keeps saying noise outside. Skip, can you ask me this? You and I don't block for Le'Veon. We never talked about Le'Veon's money. We never said that, hey, we're the reason that Le'Veon is having success.
Mm-mm.
Hold on. I get paid. I get PTO. I get paid time off. Antonio Brown doesn't get paid time off during the season. He's the one that didn't show up to work on a Monday. But that's our fault. Ben, y'all need to miss me with this foolishness. You have issues. I get it. And you've made these issues public. How do we know it got out? Oh, Coach knew I had something going on. I've never heard, James, maybe you have. If I tell the coach that I need to have an issue, I need to have resolve, he's not going to find me. He's not going to discipline me if I tell him beforehand. Now, if I just don't show up and then tell him later, he's like, well, you could have told me this, but I got to discipline you. Man, y'all need to miss me with that, Ben. You have issues. Now, whether you want to admit it or not, but there's a lot more going on, and that's not auxiliary noise.
That
boom box is in your locker room. Y'all need to address that. Don't worry about what we're talking about. Stop giving us a feed to talk about, and we'll stop talking about you.
So I agree with what both of you just said, and then some, because last night was as misleading a result as I have ever seen, because as you call him Pick Patrick. He threw it to you three times in the second quarter.
Consecutively.
And one of them you took to the house.
Right.
So you got a pick six, you got three interceptions, and they fumbled it to you all in the second quarter. And you won the second quarter thanks to that, 24-3. Here, 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 and here.
Right.
Then in the second half, as you point out, You don't score a point with that offense against a secondary that was without Chris Conte, and we're going to talk about the stiff arm play here in a little bit, but that eliminated Chris Conte, who's an 8-year veteran, and he's the wise old owl in the secondary at safety, who's been around and can kind of keep it together and quarterback the secondary. And all of a sudden you wind up with three rookies and a second-year guy that Ben's thrown against in the secondary. And you can't score in the second half? Something's wrong. And Antonio, not a happy camper, I'm guessing right now, because he did not catch a football in the second half. And you know how he gets when that happens, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Again, the only good thing was what you – they won.
They won.
Right. Yeah. Okay, they survived more than they won. Mm-hmm. And I got to give Ben credit because he made one Ben-esque play at the end of the game to ice it, where it's ill-advised. It's just what he does. Mm-hmm. If we could see it one more time, because it was the play of the game to me, that Ben escapes – And then he's running to his right and throws way across his body, like throws it sideways to Juju. This is the play of the game. This ices it. Look how – tell me, is that not ill-advised to kind of throw backwards, no. you know, like
hey,
into –
it's ill-advised as far as what you want to teach your quarterbacks, but you see Ben do it all the time.
That's
you know, that's
does.
What he does.
Okay.
He extends the plays.
So
he makes
great one
throws.
Play that won that game, saved that game.
And remember, Skip, Fitzpatrick turned the ball over. They're going in to get points. They're like on the 8. They're like on the 10 or 11 yard line.
He did,
and he threw a pick. So they're gonna. At worst case scenario, they're gonna get a field goal. Well, we think they're gonna get a field goal. There's nothing automatic anymore with these field goal kickers. But I'm saying he turned it over in plus territory.
Yeah, right now, like you said, they plus 3 on the turnovers, and you end up winning the game by 3 points. That's really like you said, misleading. If you look at the whole scheme of it, I could see if it was no turnovers, it was a dogfight, and you come out with a 3-point win, that would be something great. But when you put everything together and you look at the big picture, it's very
much. You gave up 400 yards passing to Fitzpatrick.
400?
411.
And he turned the ball over on 3 consecutive occasions. So just imagine if he doesn't, let's just say he gets, doesn't turn it over in consecutive possessions. He might have 500.
And I got to tell you, Chris Godwin, and I like him.
He
dropped 2.
Yeah.
He hit him in the hands in the end zone twice, and he couldn't hold on to it.
Yes.
And then he was the one who caught one and fumbled it in the second quarter.
And I'm looking at the Steelers DBs, man. They cannot locate the ball.
Hmm. It's getting a little bad. I think it's actually getting worse than it was when I was there. But, that's something that, you got to stick with the players you got and try and do the best that you can. They tried to switch out, Artie and put in Cody and try and fix it that way.
Well, at first they got rid of Dick LeBeau. They thought it was Dick LeBeau's scheme. They thought that zone blitz, that thing was outdated.
No, that scheme is not outdated.
No, it's the player that's in that scheme.
You got to get the right players to run that scheme. You can't draft for a 4-3, but you're running a 3-4.
Right.
You can't do that and fit Dick LeBeau's scheme. There was nothing wrong with Dick LeBeau's scheme.
So how do you feel about Le'Veon? What's the play here? This is an organization that does not trade players like this, but all of a sudden it sounds like he's on the block.
A trade, looking at it now, I don't really think a trade will happen. I don't think somebody else would take that because they can't give him a new contract, and that's what he wants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think the play for Le'Veon, if I'm Le'Veon, is – I'm coming back, November 13th?
Yeah, the 10th game.
And I'm going to go in there. I'm going to get my credit the season that I need to get, and I'm going to do the best I can to get out of that season healthy. And for me, I'd give you everything in practice. You would see, the cameras would see that I am fine, I am healthy. But come Saturday, something ain't right. I can't play on Sunday. Because if I go out here and I mess something up, I'm losing a lot of money.
He going to put that Earl Thomas on but
that
television.
Just like what Earl said.
No question.
Yeah,
right.
And
no
that's
question.
The thing, Skip, because if you trade for him, under the franchise tag, you can't give him a deal. The only way he gets a deal.
You could give him more money this year if you wanted to try to make
You would have to rescind the tag.
Yeah.
If you rescind the tag, now he's a free agent. Now you can give him money. Or just, look, Steelers, you know you wasn't going to give this man his money. Why y'all do that?
If I'm the Steelers, and I know this is not the way
let him go.
Business, I would just
let him go.
Take my third round pick or whatever.
Let him go.
And again, you're right. Is James Conner this guy? He is not.
No.
He's okay. He tries hard.
Yeah, great story.
It is. I got all that. But he's not Le'Veon.
No.
But Le'Veon is going to be an ongoing thorn in your side because it's not healthy. This is not a healthy, happy
situation.
Like
I said, after the things that they said about him,
yeah.
and him having to step back into that locker room, it's going to be a lot of friction. You know, things said, you can't just pull him back and take him away. You know, guys, you say, oh, he's making more money than me. Just stay out the whole season.
Right.
You know, you can't just wash that away. When he gets back in there, it's going to be some friction. So instead of making more fuss than what it is, just let him go.
Let him go. Let him walk.
Mm. All right. Interesting takes there, James. Thank you. No mercy. Patrick Mahomes' hot start has already earned him one MVP vote. Our favorite guy on social media, Dez Bryant, tweeted that Mahomes is, quote, MVP this year, calling it now. Mahomes set an NFL record with 13 touchdown passes in the first three games of a season, and he has zero interceptions. Shannon, what shot do you give Mahomes to win MVP?
Well, he's off to a great start. I think he has a great shot. Two of the guys that normally is always in the MVP discussion are off to slow starts. Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers.
They are.
But Drew Brees is going to have a say in this. Mm. Jared Goff is going to have a say in this, Skip.
Yes, so will Gurley and Goff maybe split votes?
They will. But when the quarterback, normally when the quarterback plays well.
I agree.
Because remember Dak and Zeke. Mm-hmm. Zeke led the league in rushing.
He did.
But Dak won the MVP because they give the quarterback so much of the credit when the team plays well. But he's off to a great start. 13 touchdowns, zero interceptions. Again, but Drew Brees is going to have a say in this, Skip, because he's going to put up numbers. He's going to have a high completion percentage. And he so will. When it's all said and done, he will have a say, Jared Goff. But right now, Pat Mahomes, I would think if they took the vote right now, yep. Which they won't. They still have 13 games to play. Mahomes would be in the clubhouse with the lead. And so, yes, he's going to have a major say because I don't think their defense is very good. And so he's going to be in shootouts. And he has the offensive weaponry to put up big numbers every single game. The only guy I can think of that won the MVP from the quarterback, mm-hmm. I think Jim Brown won the MVP as a rookie.
Yep.
Was Dan Marino.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kurt won it his first year as a starter in 99, but Kurt was a little older.
Kurt Warner.
But, Kurt Warner for the Rams. But he could be a major player in this thing. And for a second-year player to win the MVP, that's saying a heck of a lot.
It is. I'm with you. Dez could be onto something. He could be ahead of this curve, and he could be right because a lot of this is timing, right place, right time. And so far, this kid is at the best place at the best time.
Yeah.
And your biggest point to me is the defense is pretty pathetic. They are by far the worst in yards allowed, by far, by a ton. So, again, that's what you do. So think of they're the flip side of my Cowboys. My Cowboys are trying to win games by running the football and playing good defense, playing really good defense. And Kansas City is winning games simply by flinging it all over everywhere.
Yep.
And they're going to try to outscore the opposition.
Yes.
And so all of a sudden, he's in the great spot where the coach handpicked him. The coach loves him.
Mm-hmm.
The coach is going to do everything in his power. And he is great coaching quarterbacks and offense. Mm-hmm. Is Andy Reid.
True.
He's going to do everything in his power to make this kid successful. I had to look to see who the backup quarterback in Kansas City is. It's Chad Henne. Who knew? I mean, because it's an afterthought because nobody cares.
Right.
Because this kid has this job and there is no question asked about it. So who is he and what is he? Well, we don't know exactly yet because he's been on a magic carpet ride so far. I remember the great Cowboy going back, this is way before your time, Blaine Nye once said this about Clint Longley when he mm-hmm. threw the touchdown pass on Thanksgiving Day to Drew Pearson to beat the Redskins. He's the backup quarterback. Mm-hmm. And he said it was the triumph of an uncluttered mind. Well, that's what's happening right now. This is the triumph of an uncluttered mind because Mahomes knows nothing wrong. Like there are no negatives in his head at all.
Right.
And he said after the game the other day, oh, we left a couple touchdowns on the table today. Well, that's a kid who doesn't know bad. You know, he doesn't know the worst case. He only knows the best case. So he's saying, this is pretty easy. I'm going to go out and throw six touchdowns, right?
And the thing is, Skip, you look at their defense. Yeah. Okay, they let Derek Johnson go, who's a Pro Bowl middle linebacker. Marcus Peters, you trade him, who's a Pro Bowl, who was defensive rookie of the year. Eric Berry is Nick. Tom Bahali got old. You moved on from him.
Yep.
So some of your best players have moved on, and so you're asking these young guys to come in and to fulfill roles mm-hmm. that – maybe right now they're not capable of filling in for. But they're gonna he's gonna put up the numbers, Skip, because there's so much talent around him. You got Kelce, you got Tyreek.
You know what? It's the best collection of explosive weapons in
absolutely
the league.
No there's question.
Nobody has this because these are explosive.
Yes.
Every guy you just named can they can take it home.
Can get 80 yards. Absolutely. And then you got a running back in the backfield.
Who can catch it and run with it. But can he ram it between the tackles?
Absolutely.
Well, but I'm saying last year he faded at the end running the football. Yeah. So do they have a strong running game? No, not a strong one. It's okay, but
it's again, good enough. You can win with it.
You can win with it, but I don't think you can hang your helmet on this, right?
Yeah.
You just got to keep throwing it everywhere. So who is Pat Mahomes? What was he at Texas Tech? Jimmy probably covered a few of those games.
Special kid.
He was a special kid. I love this kid, and we had him on the show. But is he one of those dynamic leaders who changed the whole program at Texas Tech? He did not do that. So he went 13-19 as the starter. We know the arm talent because it's like off the charts. So we get that part. But if you look at all the big games, and again, it's Texas Tech, and you can say they just weren't as talented. But can he put them over the top against Oklahoma and Oklahoma State? They went 0-6 when he was the starter. They went 1-2 against TCU, 1-2 against Baylor, 1-2 against Kansas State. So the better teams in that conference all had their way with Pat Mahomes when he was a starter at Texas Tech. So he wasn't used to pulling games out of the hat, you know, where he was the difference, where he just took the game over. This is a whole new deal for him.
Well, put it like this. Was he Cam Newton? Cam Newton went to Alabama down. And he won, and he had one guy go play in the NFL from the offensive side of football.
Yeah.
He's a very unique talent.
But for Cam Newton?
For Cam Newton.
But he went to junior college. Yeah. Which was the Blinn?
Blinn.
He went to Blinn and just won the national championship.
But, Skip, you put this around him, Tyreek Hill and Kelce and Sammy Watkins.
Well, I can say that about a lot of people.
Yeah, but
I'm not trying to dismiss his arm talent because it's sensational.
Oh, yeah.
And he can move and escape, and he's got a –
and he has no problem putting the ball up down the field.
No.
That's where the chunk plays come.
It's just fearlessness.
Yes.
It's somebody who doesn't know the negative yet.
Right.
Is he going to have a
bad game? He doesn't know what he doesn't know, Skip.
That's correct.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't.
He thinks it's easy.
Yeah.
He thinks, man, why hadn't anybody else throw 13 touchdowns in the first three games?
Yeah.
This is easy.
Really?
He doesn't know, as Brian Billy used to tell us, you don't know what you don't know.
No, you don't.
And he doesn't.
Is he going to have a bad game pretty soon?
Yes.
I will bet you he does have a bad game. I will bet you.
Well, you better hope so, because his good games are going to look like that.
His
good games are going to look like
that. And is he in the perfect position to go ahead and win the MVP where everybody else got off to a slow start?
He is.
I'm with you. I can't make a case for anybody yet.
Yeah, because let's just say, for the sake of argument, Skip, he only averages 2 touchdowns from the rear out. That'll give him 39. 39 touchdowns will normally win you an MVP.
Mm-hmm.
So that's if he throws 2 a game. Because he could easily have a game where, Skip, he throws another 4, another 5. I believe there'll be more 4 or 5 touchdown games than he'll only throw 1 or 2 because he just has too many weapons. He just has too many.
Well, as you always say, a lot of times it matters just where you get drafted, by whom.
Yes.
Well, this is the perfect spot.
Perfect situation. Ooh.
And the patience to wait until he was ready.
One year.
Skip! Why did he start him?
It's a different situation.
He had Alex Smith. Alex Smith's pretty good.
Oh, check down Alex. You weren't going to do nothing but check the ball down.
Alex Smith beat Aaron Rodgers last Sunday. I don't know how that happened, but
Skip.
He's got Washington off to a pretty good
check
start.
Down. Check
down. Am I right?
Checking the ball down.
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, he got a great completion percentage.
Redskins, 2-1.
He's 21-3. He had a 21-3
in
Mariota. He is
better than Kirk Cousins.
No, he's not.
He is better. That's not saying a whole lot, but he's better than Kirk Cousins.
Not after last Sunday's performance.
Kirk, he'll bounce back, Jimmy. He'll bounce back.
You sure? Thursday night better. Against the Rams?
Ooh, he might. Well, okay. The secondary's banged up. Talib and Peters
will be out.
We should take advantage of that.
Save that for a different discussion.
No mercy.
Support for Undisputed comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Let's talk about buying a home. It can be one of the most important purchases you'll ever make. But today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, which can turn a great experience into an anxious one. That's why Quicken Loans created their exclusive power buying process. Here's how it works. They check your income, assets, and credit to give you a verified approval. This gives you the strength of a cash buyer, making your offer more attractive to sellers. Once verified, you qualify for their exclusive Rate Shield approval. They'll lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. Then, once you've found the one, if rates have gone up, your rate stays the same. But if rates have gone down, you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. It's the kind of thinking you'd expect from America's largest mortgage lender. To get started, go to rocketmortgage.com/undisputed. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply. Based on Quicken Loans data in comparison to public data records. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030. No
mercy. There were four more roughing the passer penalties in the first half alone of last night's Steelers-Bucks game. That was tied for the most in a game since 2001. This comes after Clay Matthews said on Sunday that the league is, quote, getting soft. And during last night's game, J.J. Watt tweeted, quote, roughing the passer calls are absolutely out of control. Shannon, do you agree with J.J. that this is an out-of-control situation?
With that situation, Skip, I didn't think that Gerald McCoy was a roughing the passer. But all the rest of them was textbook. Let me try. I'm gonna try to make this as clear and articulate this as the best way I possibly can. If you are a defender and you go to sack the quarterback, in the process of sacking the quarterback, if you land part, half, all of your body weight on top of the quarterback, they're going to throw the flag.
Correct.
It's as simple as that.
Very simple.
It is a dumb rule. I hate the rule because they're affording the quarterback even more protection than he already has. And as Aaron Rodgers said, they don't get very many opportunities to show how tough they are. They get even fewer opportunities now. But that's the rule. Skip, you remember when the defensive receiver and this incidental contact, when they put the emphasis on it, it was called a lot. But guess what? Guys found a way around it. Mm-hmm. And now, I want to go to a call, a play earlier in the game. I think it was like midway through the second quarter. And we see Bud Dupree from the Pittsburgh Steelers. And you watch how he gets ready to take Ryan Fitzpatrick down. Mm-hmm. This is where they're headed. Watch what he does, Skip.
Beautiful.
That's
textbook.
That's it. Anthony Lynn, the head.
Pull him down on top of you.
That's what he was.
No flag there. No flag.
I know people like, that's ridiculous. Uh-huh. And it is ridiculous. But if you want to avoid a penalty, if you want to avoid a costly flag, this is where it's heading. You can sling him down. But if in the process of you sacking the quarterback, or even if he's thrown the ball, if you land with any part of your body weight on top of the quarterback, they're going to throw a flag.
Correct.
Now, I wish there was another way I can make it, you know, make it sound better. And I know you might as well put flags on them, put a skirt on them, put a buzzer on them. You can say all of that. But this is what the NFL said. This is the rule. So, guys, understand what the rule is and then adhere to it so it doesn't cost you or your team in a ball game.
So, we're together until you lose me when you say the rule is wrong. You say that is the rule, and that is definitely the letter of that new law.
Correct, correct.
No body weight will fall on top of the quarterback.
Yes.
But where we differ is I love that rule. I have been campaigning for that rule for decades because the most unfair thing I have seen in football is the quarterback. It's the hardest position to play in sports. He's forced to try to speed read the defense with as many as five receivers in a pattern, one, two, three, four, five, go through his progressions. Mm-hmm. It is very difficult. And then, meanwhile, there's a 300-pound pass rusher bearing down on him that's reading nothing except his head, you know, like just trying to sack him. Mm-hmm. And at the last second, he says, I'll try that. And just as the ball is gone, he gets crushed.
Right.
Well, you want to talk about a defenseless player, and he is by far the most important player to the National Football League's popularity, by far. I don't want him gone for a month or 2 months or the rest of the year. And if you let the body weight fall on top of him, it's highly possible his collarbone is going to break or his shoulder is going to be separated. And then we got big problems because he might be gone for the rest of the year.
Let's be fair. This is a franchise quarterback. Because they didn't institute any of these rules until the franchise quarterback started getting hurt. But they can't make it that much of a favoritism. Okay, Aaron, Drew Brees, P. Tom Brady, yep. Big Ben, you get these protections. The rest of you guys, you got to fend for yourself.
Mm-hmm. So, Adam Gase, the Dolphins coach, made a case that his guy, William Hayes, blew out his knee trying to avoid a roughing penalty as a pass rusher. Okay, I'm sorry he blew out his knee, but I would have been sorrier if Derek Carr had been knocked out for the season. Again, God bless him. I hope he recovers quickly. But then Richard Sherman tweeted, they don't care about the rest of us getting hurt long as the quarterback is safe. Yeah, exactly, Richard. Bingo. You are correct. They do not care. They do not care. Richard Sherman, I think he's hurt right now. Right?
Calf going to be calf, 2 3
okay?
weeks.
So nobody cares, and nobody will really miss him. Not that he hadn't been a really good football player for a long time, but nobody will miss Richard Sherman. But Garoppolo, yeah. Now, that wasn't a roughing. That was just an accident or – again, to me, he should have just run out of bounds, and maybe that wouldn't have happened. Maybe it was just a freak accident.
Yep.
But it had nothing to do with getting rough. That was self-inflicted,
right?
So back to the penalties last night. The Gerald McCoy one was a little ticky-tack, but I get it.
I guess they said crown of the helmet because you can't hit the guy with the crown. So maybe that's what it was.
Okay, but Gerald McCoy was mic'd on ESPN, and you can hear him apologizing to Ben even as he hits him because he knew he should have pulled up.
Right.
He thought he had a split second to pull up and pull off Ben, and he followed through and knocked Ben on his keister, right? And is it a flag? It's close, but Gerald did not complain because I think he knew it was coming. He said, my bad, Ben, my bad. I'm sorry. Good guy, Gerald McCoy, University of Oklahoma. But then the JPP hit. That's another one where you brought it up earlier. He's just slapping, and he slaps Ben upside the head. Well, that's an old rule. That's not a new rule, and they're just going to throw a flag on that. Now we get to the Sean Davis penalty. If we could, here's the, what are we doing now?
That's still
Gerald McCoy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Sean Davis as we could. He's number 21, a safety for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he gets a roughing penalty because what? He's only a 200-pounder because he's blitzing as a safety, but he body-weighted the quarterback.
Yes.
So you have to call it on the 200-pounder as well as on the 300-pounder, right?
You could be 180. But
you could be 180, but if you bounce on him, if you bounce on him, they're going to call it.
Yeah.
Now, are the odds better that Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to be okay after that sack from the 200 versus the 300 pounds?
Yes.
Probably better. But if you do this, I'm sorry, that's just a flag. It's automatically a flag. So if I can go back to what the retired ref Ed Hockley told USA Today in today's USA Today about the Clay Matthews hit and roughing at Washington on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Hockley makes the point. He said, if you watch that play, you'll see the defender, Clay Matthews, is still two steps away from the quarterback when he knows he's got a sack. Because he goes on to make the point that, Alex Smith hasn't even gone back to the throwing position yet.
Right.
He's got the ball down here.
Right.
So he's looking downfield. He doesn't really see you coming. And you've got two steps to choose. Okay, I got to go a little sideways here. And Hockley says he's such an amazing athlete that's the point. He can go sideways. He's got two full steps. And then as he hits him, he can just pull sideways like he did correctly, I thought, against Kirk Cousins the week before at Lambeau.
Okay.
And Hockley said it was just a textbook foul because he continues through him and bounces on him on the ground. Well, it's going to get called. Now, I like that rule because if you keep doing that long enough, or you're going to concuss the quarterback because you're going to whiplash him. You're going to bounce on him so hard that his head's going to whiplash, especially when they're playing on artificial and it's got some sort of cement base to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I am completely fine with these. I know it seems like a lot because they had four in the first half, but I think we just justified the four. You can see it.
They were textbook, and you're going to have to get to the situation where you do the Von Miller or the Khalil Mack. You go in and you try to get the ball out.
Okay.
Or you do Bud Dupree where you try and sling him down and fall down on top of you. Skip, look, I get it. The quarterback, nobody wants to go to Green Bay and see DeShone Kizer.
No.
Nobody wants to go to
last year, Brett Hundley. I don't want to see Brett Hundley.
That's not they're not going to go to Gillette and see Brian Hoyer. They want to see Brady. They want to see the franchise guys. Mm-hmm. And they're going to protect them. Because the mistake that happened was a franchise guy got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many guys that had their shoulder separated, Skip. You remember in the championship game when Goose landed on Rich Gannon and put 350 pounds and cracked. That was the end of Rich Gannon's day.
That was the end of his day.
But it wasn't. These franchise guys, Tom Brady, When he got hurt, they changed the rule in 2008. Mm-hmm. You can't hit the quarterback in his knee in mm-hmm. the pocket.
Okay.
Same thing with Aaron Rodgers. When Aaron Barr crunched him mm-hmm. the next year, you better not put your body weight mm-hmm. on him. And that's the rule, Skip.
Mm-hmm.
They're not turning back.
Okay.
The very seldom do the NFL ever institute a rule and turn back.
Are they overcalling it? They're trying to drive home into everybody's psyche.
Correct.
This is it, man.
Yes.
This has happened.
Yes.
This is a done deal.
Yes.
It's this way or a flag.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. So there was one that got picked up last night. Do you remember? I don't know if we have it or not.
Yeah.
The Hayward flag? Yeah, okay.
Can he said I got shoved.
Yeah. Okay. He got shoved, but he does fall into the feet. This is the Tom Brady rule here,
yeah.
right? Okay. Very fortunate is Ryan Fitzpatrick that both feet came out from the turf. Mm-hmm. He got both feet clean because if he doesn't, if one of those feet stick in the turf and it was kind of wet, muddy night, what happens? Bad things happen,
he
right?
Grabbed, if he'd have grabbed his knee, they'd have left the flag down on the ground.
Okay. I agree with you. But he did say he yeah. got pushed. But I think that the ref thought, well, we've been calling so many of these, maybe I should pick. I think he was waiting to see if Ryan got a foot stuck,
yeah.
right?
Because
mm-hmm. if he had and he'd gone down writhing, I think the flag stayed.
And then he landed on Hayward belly. That was a pillow, so he was good. Like, you good.
Well, he's good, yeah.
Yeah, you good.
Okay, anyway, but one cleats get stuck, we got a whole different conversation.
But for the most part, Skip, every foul that he called on roughing the passer was textbook. And the NFL is going to put a montage together, guys. This is a foul. This is what we want to stay away from. This is what we're trying to avoid. They're not going to get the quarterback hurt, Skip. Mm-hmm. They're going to do. This is why they're trying to play. The 35 for quarterbacks is the new 28.
It is.
Because I remember when Skip, when I got into the league, no quarterback. I ain't hear John. I ain't hear Marino. I hear none of these guys going to the Pro Bowl. Like, man, I'm trying to play till I'm 40. Mm-hmm. Because they were punishing the quarterback.
Punishing. And I still say, if you watch Dak Prescott on Sunday at Seattle, I promise you, he got hit 10 times. He got hit pretty good a few times. You're still going to get hit. Sometimes you get hit just as the ball's gone and you get hit from the side.
Mm-hmm.
They're still going to get roughed up, but you cannot rough them. You cannot fall on top of them.
That was the intimidation factor because most teams always has been, that's your leader.
Yep.
And you try to cut the head off. You try to punish that guy. You want to make that. If I can make that guy flinch, there's no way you beat me.
Well, Brett Favre in the NFC Championship game at New Orleans, what was the M.O.? Let's get him out of the game.
Yeah, you try to knock
him. And they came close.
You try, Skip.
Yep.
But those days, they've instituted the intimidation factor out of it. Mm-hmm. You used to punish receivers coming across the middle. You punish them.
That is
quarterbacks, you really punished mm-hmm. him, but not anymore. And that's why these guys said, man, I'm going to play till I'm 45. Who wants to take those kind of car wrecks? You're taking 60 car wrecks a day for 22, 23 years. Skip, ain't nobody trying to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But now when you don't have to take those car wrecks mm-hmm. or they're not as severe, you're like, yeah, man, I might as well go on and make this $20, $25 million for another 5-6 years.
You jealous? Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Jealous.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, they need to start protecting the tight end.
Uh-huh.
That's what they need to protect, Skip.
Well, let's just play flag then.
Yeah, I was just going to say
no,
that.
No.
Can't change the game too much. Sorry, Shannon. You're stuck with us.
Yeah, Jenny, I don't mind if that.
Okay, fair enough.
No mercy.
Tom Brady and the Patriots struggled big time. Sunday night's huge upset loss to the Lions. Brady only had 133 passing yards. Rob Gronkowski finished with just 4 catches. Yesterday, Brady said the team isn't taking advantage of defenses that focus on Gronk. Let's hear what he had to say.
It's really been, 3 weeks in a row where he's gotten the majority of the coverage focused on him. If I was a defensive coach, I'd be focusing my attention on him too. So it just comes down to us getting him out of that by getting the ball in other parts of the field, different areas, and we just have failed to do that. I think we can play a lot better, but thinking and doing are two totally different things, and we have to go prove it on the practice field and gain some confidence, and then it's got to carry over to the game. Gronk's going to get coverage, gives other players opportunities, and at certain times we've done a good job with that, and then last night I just didn't think we did a good job with it at all.
Well, someone predicted that loss, and his name is Rob Parker, and he comes in chest held high, ready for the day, looking forward to being back. I'm going to give you your moment, but since you did win, I'm going to give
Skip the floor. To
All right. I just
here.
Want to make sure you guys remembered that, right? It's like taking candy from a baby.
I do want to publicly congratulate Rob Parker for winning his first, maybe it's your second dinner that you've ever won from me. But I knew I was doomed because who jumped in and bet you first? He did.
So that was it?
He jinxed me. And he jumped in and I should have said, I'm out. But I didn't and I accepted
it. Shannon,
I was trying to get my winnings back, Skip.
But Shannon, you got to admit, I was confident. I wasn't looking for points. No. I told you what was going to happen.
Yeah, you did.
Got
you
it.
Give me.
I was here. Well done.
You.
All right, Skip.
You finally get one right.
Yes.
After 300, he got wrong, Skip.
That's all right. I'll take that one. That was a big one Sunday night. I couldn't sleep after the game.
Sure you could not. So, Rob Parker, you were correct. Bill Belichick's defense, the Genius's defense, is a disaster. You are correct that Matthew Stafford finally has, what would you call it, a signature win?
Yes.
The sad part, though, Skip, mm-hmm. is after this season, it might not be because the Patriots could finish 7-9, and then you would look back on this win and you would
say, Skip!
You would say this wasn't a big win.
Could we put a dinner on that?
What? A 7-9?
9-7.
Could be so, or 8-8. How about 8-8?
Okay, I'll do 8-8 for a dinner. Thank you very much.
That's where I got the Patriots
out. Deals around here.
Thank you.
That defense will not be fixed this year. Mm.
You could be right, but the quarterback is still the reigning MVP, and he still looks every bit as good as he was last year. But back to Jenny's question, I was very surprised by what I heard from Tom Brady because he never, ever even treads into this territory of pointing fingers. But he, between the lines, pointed a finger and said, they're taking Gronk away from me, and I got to get somebody who can get open somewhere else on the football field. And we have gone 3 straight weeks in which nobody has consistently been able to get open for me. Why would that be? Well, maybe it's because your head coach traded Brandon Cooks. I still don't get that one, but he did. And the Rams immediately said, thank you very much. We will give him his money, long-term money. And his coach let Danny Amendola go to Miami. Way to go. And Edelman obviously is gone for one more game. Then we'll see if it starts to change after that. And Deion Lewis, who was a nice little target out of the backfield, is gone. And all of a sudden, Malcolm Mitchell was cut. And we can go
and
right.
Brent was cut.
Jordan Matthews, my guy from Vanderbilt, was cut. He's now an Eagle. And Eric Decker just flamed out because he just couldn't stay healthy. But that's it. So you're winding up with Chris Hogan as your go-to guy. That's your weapon now for Tom Brady, other than Gronk. If you put 3 people on Gronkowski and you dare them to try to get open with Chris Hogan, he's not been getting open. Or Philip Dorsett, who can fly, but he can't run routes and catch the football or get open deep. And,
well, that's not good for a receiver.
Okay, I would say that's not a good thing. That's why Indy said, thank you very much. We will take Jacoby Brissett straight up for Philip Dorsett. And then you've got the third receiver is a kick returner, Cordarrelle Patterson, who is a kick returner. That's all you need to know. I just described a receiving corps that might even be worse than my Dallas Cowboys receiving corps. Seriously.
Yeah, but they're not because they got Gronk. But Skip, he did hedge it. He says, we. He means.
I know, but for him, that's strong.
He's like, yeah, we need to do better. We need to. No.
Okay.
No.
That's for him either a cry for help or just flat out. I'm doing my best I can with what I have to work with.
But you got to remember, Skip, lately this Tom Brady has been very open about speaking his feelings. Remember the Jim Gray interview? Mm-hmm. So he's starting to get more comfortable where instead of being the company guy and towing company lines, he's starting to branch out.
Why is that?
But he should feel bulletproof. He's got the endorsement of the owner.
Yes.
He's beaten the head coach a couple times now.
He has.
So he has the upper hand.
He's not at open war with the coach, but it's a cold war.
Yeah.
And it's quiet behind the scenes. And I think those were little shots fired at the head coach.
You know what? Go ahead, Rock.
No, I was going to say, this has been the elephant in the room to me as I've watched the last 3 weeks, and I know that they don't have a couple of the other guys, but I've always thought, why let Gronk beat you? Do whatever you have to do, and let those other guys, the guys you always say he picked up from 7-Eleven, let those guys get open and make those plays and do this. When the Lions did that, it was great. Gronk was out of the game.
Right.
He was just a non-factor. Mm-hmm. And why not do this? And I get it. Brady, those words were basically, I don't have anybody. I just don't have anybody else.
And what did I tell
you? And I can't make it happen without.
I figured New England, because Detroit had given up 190 yards rushing at San Francisco, mm-hmm. I thought they would just pound the ball. Well, they start Sony Michel, their rookie, who had been hurt.
And they tried to.
And they tried, but he's not big enough. Mm-hmm. He doesn't run with the authority that LeGarrette Blount runs with, or even Rex Burkhead. And then he got hurt again and was gone for the rest of the game.
But Skip, in that game, tell me if you thought the same thing. There were a couple third and two plays where I'm thinking Brady should pass the ball, and they ran like all three times and got stuffed. Yeah. I just don't understand.
They got stuffed.
Am I right on, third and two? You're not confident Brady can make a two-yard pass to get a first down to keep the chains moving?
With Edelman, he would be.
Well, Edelman's coming back, Skip. And so when Edelman comes back, now you move Chris Hogan back to his natural position.
That is correct.
Hogan works best against the third and the fourth corner.
I agree.
As opposed to the first and the second corner.
Yeah. Makes a big difference.
Right, makes a big difference. So now you get guys back in their natural position. If you double Gronk, that means Edelman's going to be one-on-one with your probably second or third corner or a linebacker. Hogan gets to get the third or the fourth corner now. So you get guys back in their natural position. Yep. And not to say Josh Gordon, but I didn't say him because he's only played 11 games the last 5 years. I don't put any confidence in him until he starts playing and playing consistently. Then I will mention him into the equation. But right now, Skip, and I've always said this, why are you continuing to let Gronk will send you to the trauma center? These other guys give you paper cuts. I'm not worried about them. If Chris Hogan catches for 200 yards and beat me, I can live with it. Mm-hmm. If Philip Dorsett catches for whatever, I can live with it. But I know what 87 can do.
Right.
And you fooling yourself if you think you got one guy that can cover him. Tom Brady's not going to let that happen.
And I assume Matt Patricia really knows what 87 yes. can do, right?
Yes.
The other part is I just thought Tom Brady was out of sync, too, even when he had some opportunities. I don't think he played well at all. They were out of that game almost from the very beginning.
Well, it hurt.
Right?
It hurt when they went three and out. So he wasn't able to stay on the field. And what the Lions did is that they controlled the clock and they kept him out of sync. It wasn't like he went three and out. Lions went three and out. He's right back on the field to try to get a rhythm, Skip. Mm-hmm. They possessed the ball. That's why they almost had a 2-1 time of possession battle.
39 minutes for Detroit, 21. Yeah.
No, it was amazing.
It's hard to get in sync and in rhythm when you have the ball for 21 minutes. And that throw he made to James White where he avoided the rusher and whipped him a little sidearm spiral for the touchdown, that was good.
Yeah.
The intentional grounding call, were you shocked that they called that? By rule, it was.
That was a Super Bowl call.
It was a Super Bowl call.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, but it was right.
It was the right call. He was inside the box, right? Mm-hmm. And there was no receiver.
Sometimes the receiver can screw you. You get called, the quarterback throws it, the receiver breaks the route. It's like, that's not what he was supposed to do, but the official doesn't know. He doesn't know the game plan that the wide receiver was supposed to continue. All he sees is that you're throwing the ball, it goes 20 feet over the guy's head and 50 yards passing, they're like, nah, you're just trying to, avoid the sack.
I really believe, though, I don't think the defense gets fixed this year. I think this team
just
should be 7-9, 8-8.
To be objective about it, Trey Flowers is their best pass rusher.
Yeah.
He couldn't play the other night, and Patrick Chung is their smartest safety.
Well, I know he was out as well.
He's pretty smart, too. But Patrick Chung is a veteran sort of quarterback.
But he's a very good slot defender.
Yeah,
and so now when you lose one of your guys, you got to bring guys that you really don't want to play. He's really a special teams guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're asking him to come on the field and play a role that you really wasn't counting on. And so that's what happens. You try to get as many of those guys that you really don't want to see on the field as the opposing team that Coach Belichick doesn't want on the field unless it's special teams. You try to get those guys on the field.
And isn't this the first time since 2002 that they've had double-digit losses back-to-back? And they didn't make the playoffs the last time that happened, back in 2002. So all the writing's on the wall.
I give you all of the above. I give you this doesn't feel like 2014 when they lost at Kansas City in game four. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm on to Cincinnati. Belichick did. And they were onward and upward.
Right.
And they went and won the Super Bowl. It's not like that. It's not like last year when on opening night they got blown off their own field and then they got to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel like that. The defense isn't as fixable. And I'm still convinced that Bill Belichick is sort of rebelling.
No, he's not. Rebelling. Skip, stop saying
rebelling.
That.
Will they beat Miami?
Sabotage-y.
3-0.
Yes. I think they will beat Miami.
Beat the bricks off.
And I'm also here to announce that Dallas will beat Detroit this Sunday. Dallas will beat Detroit.
That wouldn't shock me one bit, Skip, because Detroit.
Might shock him.
This was not a this wasn't a turning point for the Lions. It was a desperation win.
Cowboys might win.
So that their season wasn't
might
over.
Win?
No, the Cowboys will beat the Lions.
They might win.
On the road, the Lions are not a good road team.
But Matthew Stafford going home. He going to have about 100 tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get them.
Yep.
Got new baby.
You like it?
Yep.
The new baby has something to do with winning the football game?
Yep.
I told you I would put no due on Dallas at Seattle, but I will definitely put due on Detroit at Dallas.
I got to look at the record.
I will definitely
we'll
do
that
it.
At some point.
We
okay.
can do that. It's coming. You better
coming.
Get ready for it.
Shannon, you going to go to Wingstop with me? Ooh. Come on. I want you to sit at the, at
you know,
the,
Shannon,
in, the in the booth with
you
me.
Keep,
and
you keep getting taken to the cleaners by Rob Parker.
3-0 against Shannon.
I get
what?
It. What?
Jordan's. 300 wings and now 20 wings. I'm 3-0 against the big fella.
I get it back.
You get it back. You keep saying
that. Are you going to go with me? I want you to go with me.
Casinos, that's what they do.
You're
you,
like,
have a, you go on a wild rush.
But you're a classic easy mark. That's what you become.
Okay, okay.
Easy mark.
He laughing now. He key now.
Huh? Oh, well, you come in all confident.
Hey, I feel good. Come on, you're a Hall of Famer.
And then guess what he's going to say? Why do you need it? You don't need the money. Why do you need my money?
No, that's not the case. If I lose, Skip, I'll pay eventually, right?
Eventually.
No, they don't be eventually.
When we going to lunch? When we going to lunch?
I'll get you back.
I want you to go with me.
No, no.
Oh, breakfast?
Yeah, we do.
Rob, he owes me 11 cases of Diet Dew and $1 billion.
Is that right?
$1 billion.
I'm sorry.
And I'm pretty sure I will get that money.
Probably not.
Yeah, you're going to get it.
Unless you get it back in some way.
When you hit the lottery.
Yep.
You never know. All right, Rob. Well. You make it fun.
I still feel so good. Oh, that was just.
That was it. That was
Rob, you never won a bet before.
No, but that was everybody, Skip. You admit it. Everybody in the country picked the Patriots for that game. You know that.
You ain't win no money on it. All you wanted is a dinner.
I
should have went to Vegas.
I should have called my buddy Bernie in Vegas and have him put some money down for
you
me.
You should have.
He won over this table.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Way to go, Rob.
No mercy.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at the same time tomorrow morning, 9:30 Eastern. We'll see you then.
Facts, sports, one of one.